Ask the children that are here present this morning if they want to come up to the front, want to speak to you again about this great servant of the Lord, Hudson Taylor. So if the children that are in the meeting want to come up to the front, two or three rows here, you're very welcome to do that. And we're considering again this great man of God, Hudson Taylor, so greatly used of God in ministry many years ago in the land of China, whenever as a nation it was largely closed to the gospel and very few had ever tried to reach inland China with the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the last time, boys and girls, we thought about Hudson Taylor, he had just arrived in China and he was somewhat overwhelmed with the circumstances round about him. There were many, many people, thousands of people thronging the streets. It was a lot busier than the city of Hull in England that he left behind. And all of the people dressed differently, and they spoke a language that he could not understand, and the signs in the shop windows and in businesses and hotels and inns were words that he just couldn't read, and so he was somewhat overwhelmed. So he had to set himself to the great task of learning to speak Chinese. Now, I'm sure that was very, very difficult, but the first thing that Hudson Taylor needed as he arrived in China was a place to live. He didn't even have a home or a room or a hotel that he knew that he could stay in for sure. So again, as we have learned, he prayed about everything. And he just prayed and said, Lord, you know that I need a bed to sleep in. I need a table to sit at. I need a roof over my head. And I just need somewhere to stay. So Lord, can you provide for me a place to stay? And within just a few hours of arriving in China, God opened an opportunity for him to meet a missionary. And as he met this other missionary that was working in that city, this missionary had a room in the place that he was staying that Hudson Taylor could stay in. So within just a few hours, God had provided for him a place to live. And God also provided a very kind Chinese man that would be willing to teach Hudson Taylor how to speak and how to write Chinese. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I don't think that I would do very well if I tried to learn Chinese. Whenever I was at school, I had to study French, and whenever I came to my GCSE exams, I failed my French, and that just speaks of how good I am at learning languages. And then when I went to Bible college, I had to do Greek, and I had to do Hebrew, and the Lord really helped, and I scraped through them and was able to pass them. But whenever you look at all the different letters and different languages, and sometimes they're different from ours, it's very confusing, and Chinese is supposed to be one of the hardest languages that any person could learn. And as Hudson Taylor spent hour upon hour every single day looking at these strange letters, his eyes began to get sore. And as he tried to pronounce the different words and the different letters and go through the alphabet, he said that his very tongue and his mouth and his cheeks began to get sore. And as he spent long hours in the study, his head began to get sore. And sometimes he said it was very, very discouraging. But within just a few months, the Lord had helped him to learn just enough Chinese to be able to share the gospel simply with the people of that community. So Hudson Taylor was so excited to be able to go out and to speak to the first Chinese person about the Lord Jesus Christ and about heaven and about the Bible and about the cross and about everything that God is and everything that God had done, just in the simplest language that he could. And he began to go around as he learned more and more Chinese and more of the scripture, and more of the culture of the people. He was able to tell people about the wonderful salvation that Jesus Christ died upon a cross to give. There's a great river in China. It's still there today. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Yangtze. The Yangtze River, I think it is. And he would travel up this river, and he would go up different canals and offshoots and streams of this river, and he would literally find thousands of towns and villages and cities and hamlets that had been there for hundreds of years with great big walls around about them, and he would find thousands of people that had never once heard about Jesus Christ. And what a challenge that is for you and for me today. How many times have you heard the gospel? How many times have you heard that the Son of God left heaven, came into this world and died upon the cross for you? You've maybe heard it 100 times, 200 times, 300 times. These people had never even heard it once. And they worshipped idols, they had got stone gods and wooden gods, and they bowed down before them, and they prayed to these gods of stone because they had never heard of Jesus Christ. And that's a challenge for all of us. Maybe you've never heard of the multitudes that are living in other countries that have never heard of your Savior. And maybe God will speak to you someday. And God will say, I want you to go to Coleraine, or I want you to go to another part of Ireland, or I want you to go across to the mainland and tell boys and girls there, or older people there, or even as far away as a place like China, because there are so many that have still never heard. A little chorus we used to sing as children, untold millions are still untold. Untold millions are outside the fold. Who will tell them of Jesus' love and the heavenly mansions that are waiting above? Hudson Taylor had to take a lot of food with him, a little Primus stove, some medicines, some doctor's instruments, and thousands of gospel tracts and gospel New Testaments as he went and told these people about the Lord Jesus Christ. As he began to venture further upstream, he would get out of the boat, and they would get into a taxi back in those days. It was just like a wheelbarrow. The big, strong Chinese man would lift it and carry him through the streets, and he would get off, and he would speak to people. And the reaction of the people was quite amazing, because so many of the people in China, in fact, most of them, had never seen a person with white skin or blue eyes or blonde hair. And some of them, whenever Hudson Taylor began to speak to them, they ran away because they were afraid. They'd never seen a white man before. Some of the children just stood at him in amazement and listened to everything that he had to say. And many people were happy to listen to the message that Hudson Taylor had to give. But there was a town that he wanted to go to, a town that was called Tung Chau. He began to ask people, how do I get to Tung Chau? And they began to say, well, it's further inland, and you have to be very careful going up the river, and it's very hard terrain. And whenever he was about to go into Tung Chau, some people came and said, Mr. Taylor, don't go into Tung Chau. Don't go into that city, because it's filled with soldiers, and they'll either imprison you or they'll kill you. One or the other. It's bound to happen if you go to Tung Chau. They'll beat you publicly. Then they'll either kill you or cast you into a prison cell. And so Hudson Taylor had to think, what shall I do? Shall I go back, or shall I by faith go to Tung Chau and tell the people there and risk imprisonment or even being killed? And God willing, next Sunday we'll find out what Hudson Taylor did as he thought about this great decision that he had to make. So go back to your seats. Thank you so much for listening so well. And I'm sorry I forgot to bring sweets with me this morning. I'll bring some hopefully next Sunday. So remind me at the door about that, and I'll try and get that organized for next Sunday.